I'm Maria Dudzek, and as I mentioned, coming up, I believe it's next Saturday, not this Saturday, but the Saturday beyond, is the Girls on the Run 5K. Here to tell us more about that program are Erica Paquette, Erin Riddle, and Becca Doyle. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here. And who would like to start off and explain what Girls on the Run is for those who are not familiar with it? Becca, oh. They're pointing at you.
So Girls on the Run is a program that is sponsored by WISH in our community, and its purpose is to meet the needs of our girls, the whole girl, to help her emotionally, physically, mentally, spiritually, to get them some tools to be successful and a good friend and be able to take care of herself and her community. And it's just a wonderful, wonderful investment into the girls and who they are and knowing their value and building them.
Is this a school-based program?
Or is it throughout the community? It's throughout the community. It started in 1996 in North Carolina, and it is typically an after-school program, but you can kind of have a chapters anywhere. So it's an international program now. We utilize it here in Alaska specifically as kind of a violence prevention program. So it's sponsored by DV and SA shelters and programs across the state. But our practices are right after school, but we do have some programs across the state that, you know, meet on Saturdays or later on.
And what age range are these girls?
We focus mostly on girls around ages 10 to 12. And one of the reasons that we focus on that age group is it's right before middle school. And that is when studies show that girls start having a lot of problems with their self-esteem and sense of self-worth. And so we try to target girls before they get to that age to equip them with the tools that they need to be successful and strong going into middle school and high school and the rest of their lives.
How do you get them into the program? Is there presentations at schools? Do you?
Yeah, so we typically start before when we're doing recruitment. We find a site liaison. So like Becca works at the school, so she's the site liaison and a coach. But it might be a counselor at the school or some sort of champion, or I would go in and do presentations. We send out packets of information to parents, and then you know, the kids can join.
And if someone, say, is homeschooled, they could still get involved.
So they could definitely do a program. Mm-hmm.
Are there more than one school? Which schools are involved with this?
So this year, Houghton Elementary has a team, and then Tonga School of Arts and Science and Fawn Mountain combined, and they have a team together there. So we have two different teams this year.
Mm-hmm. And Becca, you were mentioning it's looking at the whole girl, not just training for this 5K, how is the program set up? Do you have presentations and then you go for a run, or how do you do this?
Yeah, so Girls on the Run has a curriculum, and Molly Barker is the organizer. She was the person who put this together and started it with her daughter back in North Carolina. She came to Ketchikan a couple years ago, and our girls got to meet her, and that was a really neat experience. But we get a curriculum. It has a lesson, so it walks us through everything. The girls gather. They get their water bottles. They have a snack. They get changed. We sit down. We have like a warm-up time, usually a focus point for the day, and then we get on board, and it's usually a fun game and it's crazy. And then the girls are running and they don't even realize they're running sometimes. And that's what I really love about it, because they're chasing each other, or I'm chasing them, or they're doing some type of activity where they're moving and they don't even realize it. And then they start to realize they're preparing for this 5K. And we just call it a run at my school. And it's not necessarily a race, because they're all just at different levels and different paces, and we want them to just healthily move whatever their rate is and set a goal for themselves. And that's another thing that's great about the program is teaching them to set goals. They can do hard things and they have value. And we talk about that all the time. You can do hard things. And and so the lessons are wonderful because you start with the girl at her core and who she is and what she's worth. And you expand into her relationships with her friends and her family. And then it just goes into her school and then it expands into the community. So there's this ripple effect that you get of the girl and all those different things that she is going to be doing.
Is this open to, obviously there's the age range, but it's pretty much open to anyone who's interested in doing it. Do you ever target certain people who maybe they need, maybe, you know, you think they need some help? Mm-hmm. Obviously you can't make them do it, but do you try to get them involved?
So the nice thing about the program is that it is, our target audience is kind of those girls who might come from backgrounds where they aren't learning these skills, or maybe they come from a rough home or something. And so it is anybody who wants to do it can do so on a scholarship, so they don't have to pay. We provide running shoes and that kind of thing. So it does make it easier for maybe girls who can't get involved in other sports to do it. And they do have certain standards that they're supposed to do, like with showing up for practice and all these things, but we really take into account that, you know, a lot of these girls come from complicated backgrounds, and so we try to work with them as much as possible to help them be able to complete the program, maybe more so than just like your average sport would be.
Okay, and Erin Riddle, you're a coach. What is the experience like being a coach for this?
This is my first year coaching for Girls on the Run, and I've really, really enjoyed the experience. And I've been a runner my whole life since I was a teenager, and it's been really enjoyable to me to foster that love of running and exercise in girls, and also to be there to show them that this is a lifelong thing that you can do. Running, just exercise in general, a commitment to living a healthy lifestyle. I like to be there and show them that I love to run. We had a practice a couple weeks ago where the girls were supposed to be doing intervals, just running a little bit faster than they normally would, taking a break, then doing another interval. And the girls wanted to race against the coaches, and it was so much fun to race against them, you know, in a friendly competition, but to show them that this is a thing that grown-ups love to do, and that it's something that they can do for the rest of their lives also.
Have you seen a lot of growth in these girls? This has been happening, what, since February? Mm-hmm. Have you seen a lot of changes in growth?
Absolutely, absolutely. From the first practice, I think it's amazing to see the girls' commitment to the program and the way that they really are taking in and digesting the lessons, and you can see the gears turning in their brain. One of the lessons, another one that stuck out in my head, was teaching about advertising and media and the way that these ads are focused at young women and just women in general to make them feel
the
less
message,
than.
The message yeah, that they're communicating.
To make you feel insecure. And I really felt like through that lesson, they really understood what we were saying, that these aren't realistic things. This isn't who you have to be. I definitely have seen growth in the girls over this season.
Are you looking for more coaches, more people to be involved in this program? I'm guessing it's kind of winding down for until next school year or something like that.
But. Yeah, so we are always looking for coaches. All the coaches go through an 8-hour training, and once you do one 8-hour training, you're a trained Girls on the Run coach from there on out. So we typically start in November doing our real, you know, gathering of coaches and getting everybody together. And then in January, we have our coaches training. But at any point, people can call me 228-4090 and get on the list if they're willing to coach. It is a 12-week, 24-lesson program. Some coaches do one practice a week. Some do two. It is, about anywhere from a 2-hour to four or five hour time commitment. So it is a big chunk, but I think the coaches really enjoy it and they really learn a lot going through the program as well.
This is my third year, and the first year I did it, I wasn't a runner necessarily. I was a soccer player, which there's, yes, you run, but it was like running with a purpose, and I didn't really enjoy or embrace just running. And so the first year I did it, I was actually a buddy runner, which is another way that you can get involved with Girls on the Run, not necessarily being a coach, but there's girls, I still have several that are, we're trying to pair up for next week's 5K where they need a buddy runner with them. And as a teacher, I had a student that was involved, and she asked me to be her buddy runner. And that's how I first started being involved with Girls on the Run. And so, and that's the another beautiful thing is there's such diversity among women and different levels of active living and different ways that that looks. And so to have multiple coaches on site is just great modeling for the girls that you might be like Erin and a fantastic, amazing runner, or you might be somebody who enjoys hiking. But whatever it is that you're doing, figure that out, who you are, and make sure that you get out and do it for yourself to take care of yourself.
Okay, the Girls on the Run event is next Saturday, correct?
The 21st.
And if can others get involved with that? Is it just for the girls? What is the...
So the race itself, we do invite community members to come out. They can hang out. They can cheer the girls on. They can also run, but we do have a policy that all runners that are over 18 need to be background checked ahead of time. So they would have to contact me no later than next Monday or Tuesday. If they do want to get on the list, some people like to bring their kids out and run along too. So we invite them to do that, but they just need to know that the parent has to go through that background check process. Same thing with volunteers, but we are still looking for, we like to have extra buddy runners on site there just in case something happens or somebody doesn't show up. So every girl runs with a person that helps them keep their pace, encourages them the whole way and, runs or walks with them if that's what they want to do. So we are looking for people that want to come out. And then also, after the run, so registration starts at 9:30, and we do face painting and hair decoration and all that stuff. The run starts at 10:30, and then after the run, we're going to have pizza and games, and this is open to the community as well. We're going to have Parks and Recreation is bringing down the canoes and volleyball and horseshoes and gunny sacks, so we're going to have like a family fun event afterwards. So we encourage everybody to come out.
Yeah, we really do. And even if you are not a runner or not wanting to be a running buddy, we encourage anyone in the community to come out and cheer these girls on for their 5K and to celebrate their accomplishment over the course of a season. So we would love to see people out there to cheer for these girls.
Yeah, it's so exciting to see some of them who've never done it and they cross that finish line and they get their medal, and the sense of accomplishment that they have from it is just wonderful to celebrate.
Okay, great. All right, thanks so much for being here. Again, that's at Ward Lake, the 21st. Registration begins at 9:30. And if someone wants to be a buddy runner or run in this, how do they contact you to get on that background checklist?
So they could call me at 228-4090 or 617-8660, and then, or they could email, it's arika.p@wishak.org.
Okay. All right. Or could they call you at Wish if they're a little
confused
by phone numbers? That
yep.
was a phone number
mm-hmm.
you gave. Great.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Again, Girls on the Run coming up on May 21st.